World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. I'm all discombobulated today because this can't be Tuesday. You know, we, Michelle and I were in Dayton, Ohio last night, right in the heart of the path of the eclipse. And by the way, that was, for those of you who didn't get a chance to see that, that was unbelievably spectacular. And let me say this. This is one of the things that, you know, when you see it happen, got those glasses on, all that kind of stuff. One of the things that really, really kind of impressed on me, I said, man, that looks like that halo that they put over the pictures of the saints. See if you can find one of those, Spencer. A picture of an old, you guys know how it is in the Bible. They have the pictures of the saints and they have the halo over the top of them, right? See if you can come up with one of Jesus has that halo over. Yeah. That's what I thought as I was looking at the sun. I thought, wow, man, let there be light. God is real. Does that sound crazy? That's what's kind of the impression as I looked at that thing and that diamond ring, and it was really cool. And evidently there wasn't a rapture. If there was, I didn't make it, and neither did you. So I guess we got to keep on going here. Now, I don't want to make fun of anything. I'll maybe hear some stories here about your eclipse stories. But here, look. I believe that thing is significant. I believe it is really, really significant. And I never for the first moment thought that something was going to happen yesterday. Although, wait a minute, hang on. I was saying they're all calling us in the middle for something. I don't trust the government. Are they going to put chemtrails on top of us? What are they going to do? You guys know I was saying that. But other than that, I didn't expect anything to happen. I wasn't scared about anything. I wanted to go down, and I was with the resistance chicks and Scott Kesterson and some folks that come from all over America. We had a great time at Neil Peterson's church. Well, somebody remind me to talk about Neil Peterson here when we get a chance. Because that was it was a wonderful time to be around all those saints. But I want to show you something here to say, I told you so. Pull up chemtrails real quick for me, Spencer. I don't know how many of you saw that. Did you guys have chemtrails where you were yesterday? And can somebody tell me, isn't there anybody in America, any elected official, that's going to investigate chemtrails? What is going on with chemtrails? Now, this is a real quick video I made yesterday. For those of you who, hang on a minute, I'm going to stop right now. If you had chemtrails, say, we did. I want to hear right now. We did. I'm waiting.
We did.
Okay. We did. Our son was totally covered.
Okay. We did. So we many. Did.
Okay. So what's going on here? So I took this video yesterday. This is me at ground zero. The thing's going right over the top of us in Dayton, Ohio. And this is before it's, as Michelle and I were driving there, on the way there, it's about an hour and a half, 40 minute drive for us. I started to notice the chemtrails down to south, down kind of over Dayton. I said, look at that, honey. Look at that. Man, oh man. I said, but there aren't any up north here. I don't know what's going on. And it wasn't 30 minutes, and they were up north. There were more planes flying yesterday. Well, play this real quickly here. My girlfriend. Look up there.
Good morning, folks. Coach Dave here. It's the rapture day, isn't it? Huh? It's the day we're all going to disappear in the rapture because of the eclipse. Well, I'm part of an event that's being held in Dayton, Ohio, actually up at Brookfield. It's a little bit north of Dayton. And, it's a festival to pray against what's going on, right? The chemtrails and all. But this is unbelievable. Now, you know that Dayton, where we are right now, is kind of right in the middle of where the where the eclipse is going to take place, kind of in the heart of it. And I was telling people, this is, maybe they want to gather us all together and close, get us all in one area and blow some chemtrails on us or something. You probably can see it over my shoulder right now. I'm going to turn the camera on here a minute, and I want you to look at what's going on right here in Dayton, Ohio. For those of you who don't believe in chemtrails, think this, these are just coming from regular planes. It's part of a, I don't even, I don't even know what to tell you. Let me switch this thing around. I'm going to show you the sky. We are in the path of the eclipse. Okay, we're right dead in the center of it. And I'm going to flip it around, and I'm just going to let you look for yourself here. You ever seen anything like that? For instance, on a normal day, when Michelle and I were traveling over here earlier in the day, we started to see the chemtrails. I said, wow, clear day. Gonna be a clear day for the eclipse. Look at this, friends. Okay, now hang on. Right now I'm facing due east.
Okay, you can stop right there. You get it, right? You get it. Now, I've a conspiracy theory. Won't somebody investigate what the hell that is? Why won't somebody investigate? What are they spraying on us? Clearly. And how can the average person that you know look up in the sky and think that's just airplanes flying over? What kind of stupid is that, folks? Huh? What kind of stupid is that? So I don't know if what they sprayed on us yesterday. They didn't just spray it on us. They sprayed it everywhere. I don't want to get distracted. But there's something crazy going on. Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear, man. Man, oh, man. Look, I want to lay some stuff down before I let anybody. Go ahead, Alan Zeifer, real quickly. Go ahead.
Coach, I'm just going to tell you, Central Florida down here, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there wasn't a cloud in the sky. And I'm telling you what, Monday, I never seen so many jet trails in all my life, brother.
What's going on, folks? Huh? What's that? Yeah, I'm telling you, and you talk to your friends, and they don't get it. They think it's normal. By the way, those things dissipated, and they came back, and they did another layer of it, and they did another layer. That was one of the things that I was concerned about, that they were going to spray stuff on top of us, but evidently they were doing it everywhere, right? Evidently, I guess it's happening everywhere. Let me lay some ground. It feels like it's after the weekend with me, okay? Let me come back again. What's up with that hype, you think? Lies, deception, and fear. Oh, my. Lies, deception, and fear. Do you guys have any idea how much fear porn was put out there regarding what we just went through yesterday? Fear porn. Do you have any idea how many people were literally afraid of what was going to happen? People my wife even confessed. She said she felt really uncomfortable about going and watching it. Why is it the government is always involved in trying to scare us? What are they trying to scare us into? What's going on, folks? There's something going on. So let me back up a second. No rapture yesterday. I don't know if there's a rapture coming, but I believe that there's going to be impact from what happened yesterday. I still don't know what it is. But I think we'll see down the road whether it's going to be earthquakes, whether it's going to be, I don't know. But I don't want to make light of the fact that nothing appeared to have happened yesterday, because I believe it did. But I ain't into fear. I won't go there. And our friend Stephanie, a resident witch, would tell me, and my research would tell me, that the dark side is energized by fear. You get that, friends? Fear is like food to them. The more fear, why? Because faith and fear cannot abide in the same heart. I'm sorry, I'm looking at my chart here. Faith and fear cannot live in the same heart. And if you are motivated in your life by fear, I'm going to tell you something, that is from the evil one. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What does the Lord say about it? But when it's just fear, 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 they say it is giving power to the dark side. That's why so many people talked about the fact that we should be fasting and praying. And then, you know, Nineveh, yada, 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 repent. It's all about, folks, if America doesn't clean up its act, if we don't clean up our act, we get whatever we deserve. It's about repent. If you look, if you couldn't look at that thing yesterday and realize that there's a supernatural being, there's something wrong with you, guys. That thing, the timing of that thing and that diamond ring when that thing popped up, and I'm telling you, it's something supernatural. There got to be a God who could make all that stuff come together, the timing of it, right? Oh, man. I really enjoyed it. I'm really glad I went. I'm really glad I was part of it. I wasn't scared, not for the first second. Saw John Brockoff there. Good to see John Brockoff there. Mel was there. I'm going to forget people. It's all good, man. It's all good. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I'm not a doomer gloomer. And as I said, I'm more likely to die than be raptured. Just telling you, that's the way that I see it. And is there a big kill-off coming? Well, we've already had a major kill-off, right? 10, 12 million, maybe more people across the world have died already from the COVID. Oh, my God, what a time to be alive. Okay, let me back up here. I'm looking up what I got on my screen here. Bear with me. Hey, I want to thank you guys. I want to publicly thank Sheila Holm for I had quite a conversation with her. I didn't realize it in after show. Sheila said, you guys were in there for like 3 hours in the after show. And I just, God bless Sheila, and I appreciate all the knowledge that she has. It makes my head spin. And I know this, what we have been told about so many things simply is not true. Why would that be, friends? Why would that be? Because the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. The seed of the woman is about the way, the truth, and the life. And the seed of the serpent is about lies and deception and darkness. That is the battle that's going on before us. It has not changed. It has not changed. And some of the things that Sheila, I was on the phone quite a while with Sheila as we're driving back from the eclipse, and some of the stuff that she was telling me that she had told you guys. And she's going to, Sheila, if you forwarded that stuff to me, I didn't get it. If you're going to, if for whatever reason, it didn't come. So, man, God bless. Thanks, Sheila, for spending all that time in the after show. Hey, by the way, if you're watching on Patriot Party News or someplace like that, and you say, where are the links? How do I get, what do you mean in the after show? You have to go to CoachDaveLive.com and, excuse me, and log on. Log on at CoachDaveLive.com, join the queue, and then you're in here. And you can ask questions, you can raise your hand, you can be in the after show. In the after show, there's no holds barred. Man, people go at it, man. They go at it. So watch it wherever you want to. It's okay. But a lot of the great dialogue and a lot of friendships are made in the after show. And that can only be found when you log on to CoachDaveLive.com. Spencer, I suppose they have to have Google Hangouts in order to do that. Is that true?
Only if you're using a phone, they'll have to have Google Meet on the app.
If you are using a phone, you have to have Google Meet downloaded. If you're on your computer, you just come to Coach Dave Live and you can be part of it, okay? Cool. Hang on with me. I'm paddling fast here today. I don't know if you guys saw this or not. Click on the number two down there on gold. Look, folks, I love you. Not that one. Number two, at the bottom, gold, says gold. Gold hits another record as investors await U.S. inflation. Gold is going to the moon. Friends, look, hey, silver is following. Silver is following. Gold prices are going up. Silver is going to follow it. Now is a perfect time for metals. Atcostmetals.com. I've been talking about that. Some of you have some glitches out there. I was going yesterday. I already spoke to Jeff this morning. Well, I got to do some work to get all of you locked up. But friends, come on, man. Come on. What else? Sheila, hi. Saturday Night Live. Get that on your calendar coming up here in a couple weeks, Saturday Night Live. We're picking up where the church left off. It's going to we got a great venue at Liberty Mel's house. We're going to do that and yada, yada. Put it on your calendar. Saturday Night Live. And I forgot the date. What date is it? Dumb me. 6 o'clock, picking up where the church left off. What we want is we want you to come and to bring other people who are on the verge of understanding what's going on. It's going to be Christian, and it's going to be the truth of what's going on around us. And we're going to begin to awaken, not woke people, awaken people. 420, the 20th of April, Saturday Night Live, 6 o'clock. Get you more information on that, all right? And then we're going to do another one in May. But that's the first one we're shooting at right now. Hang on. Hang on just a second. Okay, now. Got it. I'm somewhat biased. I'm somewhat biased, but I thought we did a really, really good job with General Flynn. I'm going to open it up here. I want to hear some reactions about it. And I want to make this very, very clear so that everybody understands. We did not, General Flynn never said, I'm not going to take questions. He never said that. He never put any restrictions on me, anything at all. But I said this. I had 30 minutes with the guy. I was going to ask the questions. I wasn't going. Can you imagine if I'd opened it up, the 50 different directions that interview would have gone? I had 30 minutes. I made the decision, no phone callers, me. And so for anybody out there to think that General Flynn said, I'm not coming on if you're going to ask questions. By the way, Brett had him on his show yesterday. And Flynn, channel, our big radio station here in Columbus, had him on, had 610 WTVN. Had General Flynn on. So this is a movement we're out in front of, and it's about his movie and what the heck is actually going on with the deep state. I don't know about you. I came away feeling that General Flynn's faith is real. I thought it was real. And for all of the Catholic bashers out there, I was a born again Catholic for a while. I no longer attend the Catholic Church. I don't think they threw me out, but Catholicism, I didn't find the truth in the Catholic Church. To be honest with you, I found the truth outside. But I think there are a lot of really, really God-fearing Catholics, God-fearing good Catholics, who don't know the whole thing. I could rattle off a handful of them right now. Catholic men, I'd go to war with. I'm just telling you. Right. So we have to be careful. Throwing out the baby with the bathwater. And as I said, my conversion, wow, was through persecution. My conversion was through persecution. And that's where I think most of us are. So from my perspective, God bless General Flynn. I'm gonna let you all get in here just a second. Boy, I got a lot of good stuff this morning. I did that. Alan, come on in, and then Paul.
Coach, I was just going to say, I believe during the COVID, God took down all of our Dagons, all of America's Dagons, our Hollywood Dagons, NFL, basketball, college, everything, tennis, it don't matter. Whatever somebody's Dagon was, God put them all on the ground. And I think the next big thing to happen, because I saw Lady Liberty, the Queen of Heaven, or whatever you want to call her over there, she was shaking and rocking and rolling the other day during that earthquake. I can't wait for that big phallus and that Statue of Liberty and that Congress building to go fall flat on its face like Dagon did.
I'm with you, dude. Hey, for as above and below is the way that I understand it. And I'm going to tell you something. The eclipse was a big deal to the dark side. Are you out there, Stephanie? Was the eclipse a big deal to the dark side, Stephanie? And that's why so many of us, we gathered yesterday, we prayed against it, we pushed back against the forces of darkness, rather running and hiding in fear. Something big happened during the eclipse, and we will not know the effects of it for a while. That's what I said, okay? That's the way I see it, and I think the dark side wants to use it. Dr. Paul, come in.
Hey, Coach, I'll just post this quote from Winston Churchill. In wartime, truth is so precious that she should always be attended by a body of lies. Winston Churchill, can you imagine being in England, being bombed, and having to keep those secrets to protect? And I think that's what Flynn does. I think that's what Trump has to do. It may look like they're lying, and they are, but they're using, what is the phrase, be as wise as serpents
and harmless as doves.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I think you're right. I think there were some things General Flynn couldn't tell us.
Right.
Right? I know some stuff I can't tell. Think where this guy was. Think where he was, right? Oh, my goodness. what he's been through. And by the way, I want to show you this because number five, pull this up too, folks. I don't know if you saw this yesterday. You think that things aren't being shaken? Here's a video of Lance Castle He was a military. He wouldn't wear a mask. He wouldn't wear a mask. All right. He was in the military and he wouldn't wear a mask. Now, this is back 2023. He wouldn't wear a mask. It's against my religion. And watch. Hey, are you ready? Watch what his fellow Marines did when they were ordered to go in and get him. This is a guy locked in confinement by himself, won't wear a mask, and they send his buddies in on him. Go ahead and play it.
Take your blanket off. Go for it wet. Are you choosing to be non-compliant? Are you choosing to be non-compliant? Get on the floor! Get on the floor! Get on the floor! Let's go! Get on the floor! Get on the floor!
Jesus, a second. These are the guys he's supposed to get in the foxhole with. Do you understand that? You understand that? These are the men he's supposed to get in a foxhole with who are doing nothing more than the bidding of the government. Go ahead.
Resisting.
Where's the handcuff? I need a handcuff right now.
Get his arm. I got it. Here, get the handcuff to the leg.
Wouldn't wear a mask.
I'm going for his left arm. All right. Oh.
Stop resisting! Stop resisting! You will get tagged! You will get tagged!
Just wait, just wait, just wait.
I got left cuff on.
Stop resisting or you will get tagged!
Ankles on!
You hear me? Do not move.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. You get it, don't you, friends? You get it? You understand what's going on? And I said yesterday, I made a meme yesterday. In fact, I made some good memes yesterday. I said, boy, if they said that... taking a shot would keep you safe from the eclipse. I wonder how many Americans would have done that. Hey, Paul, how many would have stood in line if the government said, take a shot, you'll be safe from the eclipse? I wonder how many people would have run out and taken it. It's the same people laughing at you, making fun of you, because you understand exactly what it is that's going on. Man, I'm all over the place. You ready for another one? Let me give you another one here, folks. This is Tuesday. Oh, yeah, pull that up there. Pull that back up. That's by accident. Are you ready for this one, folks? This was Saturday night when we were speaking up in Canton. A guy came up to me, an embalmer, a funeral guy, came up and he showed me this vial full of blood clots that he had taken out of one of the people he embalmed. But, hey, folks, that's my hand holding it. It's my hand holding it. You get it? This is what's killing people, see. And they won't tell us. They won't tell us that. Oh, man, I got a lot of stuff here. Well, let me see. One more thing. Oh, this one. I love. Pull up number six. You want to get what's going on? Huh? Oh, I'm going to open it up. I'm going to hear some reaction from you. Pull number six up for me. How about this one? Now they're blaming President Trump on emptying the churches. What? Trumpism is emptying churches. The former president's embrace of white Christian militantism coincides with a precipitous decline in religious affiliation in the United States. Hey, folks.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Now, listen, let me tell you something. It isn't that people aren't going to church because of Donald Trump. The people aren't going to church because they get what's going on. They understand what's going on. It ain't got anything to do with Donald Trump. It's got what's going on with it is the idea that they know that their Christian leadership's been lying to them, taking money.
Amen.
Boom.
They ain't going to tell you that, though, are they? Oh, no, they're not going to tell you that. Trumpism is emptying churches. Oh, I got so much. I don't know if I can get all this stuff in here or not. Daggone. Yes, Don, Ichabod over the door. Ichabod over the door. Close them down. Close them down. Hang on. I'm not done. Oh, not the good ones. Not the good ones. We need those. But I'm going to tell you guys out there, you looking at me, you better start getting some home fellowships going. You bet. They closed them down before. They'll close them down again. I'm going to have Mario Murillo here in a second. Joe Allen, come on in.
Or could it be also the pastor's turning against them?
Well, could it be? Huh? Could it be?
Yep.
It could be. I mean, hey, folks, can I tell you what's going on? See, Donald, look, I'm not in love with Donald Trump. Okay? Donald Trump is the antithesis of the pastor where most people go. Hey, Paul, give me a thumbs up. Somebody say, Coach, that is the line of the day. Donald Trump is the exact opposite of what people are seeing in their pulpits. The exact opposite. He is a warrior. Is he saved? I don't know if he's saved. I don't have any idea his relationship with the Lord. But I'm telling you this, he's mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. And the church pastors, he's not loving enough. Now, are you with me? This is all part of the scheme, friends. It's all part of it. It's all part of the matrix. Oh, I got time. I'd get into that. Trump's emptying the churches, huh? Yeah, Trump's emptying them. Poor old Trump. He's the one doing it all, right? Wow. Go ahead, Lorianne.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
And lock and load. I mean, this is the whole thing. He's called, you know, Trump is, this is what I'm feeling. And I have to choose my words wisely. With President Trump, I don't know anything, like you said, I don't know anything about the man or what his team is or all of those other things. But this is the question. Everybody's like, oh, he's God's David. Knowing David's character, would you vote for David? The guy was pornographically sick because he had porn that was live because he's watching chicks from his window.
That's true.
I mean,
he's on the internet. Yes, he was. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, put it in modern terms, right? If you look at it contextually from that time, right, and you bring it into modern terms, right? And then he had, this guy was one of his closest friends. So the guy was literally lusting after one of his best friends in the military, whose job was to protect him. The guy comes back from war and won't have sex with his own wife because he's got to go back to battle because he's loyal to the guy who just destroyed his marriage and got his wife pregnant. His family was a disaster. And God still called him a man after my own heart. Well, was he saved? Yes, in that aspect. But the guy's character was really sketchy. So yeah. If God chooses to use him, and they're aligning Trump with moving out of the church, because the church will not take responsibility for its own sin, becoming a Barbie and Ken plastic church that has this Barbie stage that they're all on, and then all the sheep are eating AstroTurf instead of eating real grass.
Amen. Lorianne, I'm with you. I'm going to move on. I'm with you. Pull up Mario Murillo. Pull up number two. I'm going to try to get him. Thanks to Polly Heath for sending this to me this morning. Mario Murillo. Huh? Are you ready? Yeah. They tell you in radio like this, this is media, you're not supposed to read. But I'm going to read this. This is from Mario Murillo. I'm wondering sometimes if he's watching Coach Dave live, or am I watching him? He said, Mario Murillo says, is God doing a secret work in you? Many Christians are fed up with the world system, especially the way it operates in the church. Pastor Mario Murillo. Leaving church, they think, this is not it. There's something wrong here. Anybody say amen? You leave your church and says, there's something wrong. Something's wrong. They can't stomach the glitzy entertainment centers anymore. And many of them are angry at egocentric pastors with grandiose expense and carnal visions. They accuse them of being distracted, even derailed from their first love. God-hungry people are abandoning attraction churches. He calls them attraction churches. Something revolutionary is happening inside them. Many said, I'm tired of going to service that feels like a rock concert and capped off by a TED talk. Somebody say amen out there. Does somebody say amen?
Amen.
This is Mario Murillo. This ain't Coach Dave. A secret work has already started in them. Hey, folks, he's talking to y'all. Many honest pastors are also in divine turmoil. The enemy condemned them for having a smaller church. After years of blood, sweat, and tears, their churches were battered, broken, and diminished because they can't compete with a mega mania. But a secret work has started in them. It started in some of you folks. You're ahead of it, right? You got that mark of Ezekiel on you. Maybe you ought to read that. And why can't they compete? It's because they kept their integrity. When they see large crowds and big money pour effortlessly into churches that either hide or pervert the gospel, it's easy to feel like a fool for still standing for the truth. The Bible describes them, "Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. For all day long I have been plagued and chastised every morning." However, our friend in Psalm 73 came to a great revelation. After being bulldozed by the successes of the wicked world, he took action. Verse 16, "When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me until I went into the sanctuary of God, and then I understood therein." When he entered the sanctuary, exhausted and discouraged, the greatness of God overtook him. He saw that evil always loses. Somebody write that down. Evil always loses, friends.
Amen.
That's part of the secret work that God is doing in pastors, or dare I say it, soon to be pastors. A growing number of hungry hearts agree, with all its money and crowds, the compromised church did nothing to rebuke America's sin. The seeker model was a house of cards against the onslaught on the unborn and an onslaught on marriage. While men slept, we had millions of abortions and marriage was being destroyed. Somebody say amen. It's Mario Barilla, not Coach Dave, although I wish I'd written it. The compromised church did nothing to rebuke America's church. Keep scrolling, Spence. Charles Finney said, "If there's a decay of conscience, the pulpit's responsible for it. The public press lacks moral discernment. The pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit's responsible for it." He went even further. He said, "If the world loses its interest in Christianity, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit's responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, dudes, it's the pulpit's fault." Deep in my soul, where the real knowing happens, I know God is doing something. Me too, Mario. Me too, brother. Every atom of my being tells me that God is doing a secret work in his people. God has finished with hirelings. He's drawing a remnant out of corruption into a special supernatural nearness to him. They will empty themselves of everything. Every ambition will be burned out but one, and that ambition will be to love and please Christ. This is the people he's preparing. These are the people he's preparing. Remember, I told you we're going from a peacetime pastorate to a wartime pastorate. Happened right in front of us. Is God doing a secret work in you, Betty? Is he doing a secret work in you, Laura? Is he doing a secret work in Dave and Sherry? Is he doing a secret work in you? Has God closed you in and stripped you of all the enjoyment of lesser things? Is God doing a secret work in you? I said, I'm sorry. Are you in divine, oh, this is what a word. Are you in divine frustration because you are going to be part of something only God can do? Wow, scroll down. What if millions of Americans get so miserable that they cry out to God in total desperation? What if their cry is too deep and their hunger too great to ever be happy in a lukewarm church ever again? Amen. Somebody out there say amen for me. Come on.
Amen.
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 This is why the Holy Spirit is recruiting a new breed. A breed that can be trusted in an awakening. Hey, folks, sun's coming up. I'm telling you, sun's coming up. God's doing a secret work. He's pulling a remnant to himself. He's taking a special core and communing with them, training them, empowering them, preparing them for one last mighty blast of power. Wow, I got goosebumps. The Holy Spirit sees that our nation hangs by a thread, the death rattle in America's throat. Before God allows destruction, He's going to do one last massive miracle. What will that look like? He's taking a special core and communing with them, training them, Randy, empowering them, preparing them for one last mighty blast of power. Hey, that'd be an amen right there. That'd be an amen.
Amen. People
no one's ever heard of. People like Betty Perkins that no one's ever heard of. People like Clay Parker that people have never heard of. People like Susie Baldwin who people have never heard of them. Oh my goodness. Will come to the forefront. They will arrive with awesome power and piercing messages. Not all of them will be regular ministers. In fact, the majority will not leave their secular career as God is using them there. Some will be children. That's my grandson. Strange locations will house massive outpourings. Picking up where the church left off. Saturday Night Live. They will arrive with awesome power and piercing messages. Not all of them will be, I'm sorry, I said that. In fact, some strange locations will house massive outpourings. Churches that have been small for years will become ground zero for God's presence. People will flock in from everywhere to these centers of fire and glory. Stunning signs and wonders will rock entire communities. These churches will be forced to stay open 24 hours a day. God is doing a secret work in you, friends. He's making you miserable to make you into a miracle. The secret work will not be secret very much longer.
Amen. Amen.
That's my kind of guy right there. Uh-huh. That's my kind of guy. He ain't a rapture watcher. He ain't a rapture watcher. He knows we serve a conquering king. You understand? We serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You know, the Lord gave me a message yesterday. I'm sorry. The Lord gave me a message yesterday. I'm going to write on it because he gave it to me yesterday when I spoke. Just before I had the opportunity to go up and speak, everybody was laying hands on this man who has dementia. Dementia. His wife was there, this older guy, and he couldn't even hardly talk anymore. They were praying over him. And it's like the Holy Spirit burnt in me. As I watched that, what the Holy Spirit said to me, the church has spiritual dementia. The church has spiritual dementia. What does dementia do? Well, it takes away, you don't even know who you are after a while. You lose the ability to think. You lose the ability to speak. You lose the ability to act. You lose the ability to do anything. That's the body of Christ, spiritual dementia. We don't even believe in anything supernatural anymore. But let me tell you something. It's coming because he's preparing some of you right now. Some of you are ahead of others. Some of you are farther out on this road than others, but I'm going to tell you something. God is doing something like we never said. And I do this to the doom and gloomers. Sun's coming up, baby. The sun is coming up. And the future lies in the hands of those of us who take Christ at his word, baby. That's the way I see it. Trump's emptying churches. Praise the Lord, Trump. Keep emptying the churches. All right. I think I'm done. 40 minutes. I got another thing. Go ahead. Somebody come on in. Come on in. Come on. Come on in. Go, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Listening to VCY yesterday, and I guess those Muslim radicals, they're ramping it up in Dearborn, Michigan.
Well, yeah?
They're chanting death to America, where you would think you're hearing it from Iran or Iraq or some Middle Eastern country, they're doing it right here.
I'm in Detroit, Dearborn, huh?
In Dearborn. They are ramping it up.
Do you know why?
I'm not trying to.
Johnny, you know why that is? because the church has got spiritual dementia. We're being led around with no power, no ability to speak, no power to think, communicate. Huh? They're not afraid of.
Well, they're getting heated up over there.
Yeah, they're not afraid of the Christian God. Why would you be? Why would you be afraid of the Christian God? Huh? We got a church that allows little boys to have their dingers cut off. They teach homosexuality in the schools. Huh? We got a pope that's coming out and talking about it. Man, oh man, oh man. Oh, Neil Peterson. Thank you. Thank you. Neil Peterson, Pastor Neil Peterson. The event we went to yesterday was at his church. I didn't get a chance to talk to Neil. You know why? Because he was running around doing everything else. He was fixing the speakers. He was running three different times at his own church. Scott Kesterson or Michelle tried to get him to come up and say something. He wouldn't do it. He served the entire time he was there. Now, I don't know very few pastors in America, when they had a crowd of people, they'd normally be clawing over each other to get in front of them so everybody could hear how wonderful they were. And Pastor Neil never took the podium. Didn't have time. Didn't have time to do it. Now, this is the same guy who ran for governor. You remember? And the Republican Party wouldn't let him on the ballot. And conservative Christians would not vote for him because he wasn't a Republican. And I can tell you this. Guys like Neil Peterson give me hope. Give me hope. There are good ones out there. There are good ones out there. We got to lock them together. We got to partner with them. We have to bring them up. God bless Neil Peterson. Never ask for a cent, nothing. Never ask for his chance to get up here, blow his own horn. Not once. Sweating, making sure things are going okay, that Christ might be glorified. Mary Jane or Jeff, whichever one, come on in.
That's the way Pastor Neil always is.
Yes, sir.
Been to his church, and all you do is walk around and say, "Where's Neil? Where's Pastor Neil?" And he's just running like a chicken with his head cut off.
Yep.
I talked to him recently, and he still wants to come up to that old, dirty, greasy garage. I mean, how many pastors want to come in that garage?
Amen. Right,
nah. But he does, so he'll be coming soon.
Spiritual dementia, see? We've got to move away from the celebrity pastor. Huh? Hey, Spencer, somebody tell me where it is. Where's the fivefold ministry? Can somebody tell me where is that in the scriptures? Dale, maybe he would know. Dale always knows that kind of stuff. Where is it? Fivefold ministry. I can do it. I can do it on my fingers, right? Huh? He gave some of the apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Some pastors. There it is. Thank you. Where is that? Ephesians 4. And he gave some apostles. Friends, these are gifts. Now, they can also be offices, but these are gifts. He gave someone the gift of the apostle. What does the apostle do? He's kind of an overseer, and he builds, and he's the head coach, sort of, the apostle is. He gave some apostles, some prophets. I always use this illustration. The prophet, the apostle is the thumb guy. He's the one that controls stuff. He gave some prophets, and who were prophets? They were the finger pointer, thus saith the Lord. These are gifts he gives. In every body, church body that you are a part of or will be a part of, these five gifts should be operating. The apostle, guys in charge, the prophet, the one says, thus says the Lord. And when things get out of line, he brings correction and direction. And some are evangelists. That's the middle finger because he stands up above the crowd, always sticking his head up, getting swatted down by people. And then he combines the last one, sends some pastors and teachers. Do you see that? And some pastors and teachers. That's the same office, a pastor and a teacher. Now, where do we get the idea of the pastor-driven church? Where did that come from, friends? That's a man-made creation. By the way, exact same thing that came out of the Catholic Church where the priest does everything and everybody else sits and watches, right? So I'm going to tell you this right now. Some of you, during your walk of the days ahead of you, you are going to operate at different times in all of those giftings. In all of those giftings. You may be in your hometown and you're trying to get people to come together with you and to do some type of work, whatever it might be. And you may have to operate as the apostle, the one who's giving direction and everything that's going on. And then there will be times when you go to a different place and you're not the apostle because somebody else is the apostle. And so you're just there to help or to do whatever it is. But at times you'll be in a body and you have to become the prophet. You have to be the one that stands up and points the finger and says, no, that's wrong. That's wrong. It's a gifting. It's not an office. And now I see all the time people identify themselves as Apostle Bill and Prophet Les. I get so sick of that. What am I? What am I? Am I Apostle Dave? Am I Apostle? Am I Prophet Coach? What am I? I'm Coach Dave. I'm me. I'm a Christian. I allow the Holy Spirit to flow through me. And sometimes I'm an apostle, and sometimes I'm a prophet, and sometimes I'm an evangelist, and sometimes I'm a pastor and a teacher. And so are you. You are a pastor and a teacher if you're in a group of people and you know more than anybody else. They're brand new baby Christians. You are the pastor and teacher to them. But you're not the head of the entire body. The pastor and teacher isn't. And we've made our churches. Well, I can't even tell you how deep I feel this. I'm yelling. We have pastor-driven churches. We have pastors who are stars. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Say amen.
Amen.
See, I don't want people to say, when I got the idea of Saturday Night Live, I've gone back and forth talking to some. Just talking to people about it. I said, I don't want to call it a church. And I don't want people walking away say, where did you go? Oh, we went to Coach Dave's church. No! 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 Didn't go to Coach Dave's church? What does that even mean? And what you see, we can't come together because why? Everybody's going to Pastor Bill's church or Pastor Tom's church or Pastor Warren's church or Pastor Ray's church. We got these little conclaves of people being controlled by some guy who's supposed to be the prophet. And you look here, he's the last guy mentioned. Is anybody seeing this but me? Anybody see this but what I'm telling you? This is exactly why the church is not functioning properly. By the way, take one of those big name pastors. What happens if he falls? What happens if he has a sexual something happens to him? That's the danger of pastor-driven churches. So when we get Saturday Night Live gone, I'm going to excommunicate anyone who calls it Coach Dave's church. We got to get away from it, friends. Look, those offices exist. Huh? If Betty Perkins is sitting around a bunch of people who don't know what goes on, then she might be the pastor and the teacher to those people. They don't call her Pastor Betty. She's pastoring them. She's teaching them. By the way, you notice that none of those are capitalized. Doesn't say capital A apostle, capital P prophet. Those are giftings that you operate in a body. So I'm coaching football, and my quarterback gets hurt during the game. What do? I find somebody else to play quarterback. Do you ever get to go to your church and be quarterback? Do you ever get to go to your church and be evangelist? Do you ever get to do any of that stuff? Because, see, that's not supposed – first of all, those gifts are all supposed to be functioning in the church. But not just in the church. We're a body. We're a body. But churches won't come together because it's Pastor Bill's church and Pastor Tony's church and Pastor Larry's church. Which one of us is going to be pastor? So you get it? You get it? And that's what I want to get away with. Chad Estes said, we pick up where the church left off. Coach or Saturday Night Live, not Coach Dave's church. If you say that, you're thrown out. Saturday Night Live. Come on in, Johnny.
I was just going to mention really quick, I don't know where I heard it, but I'm certain it's in the Bible. God holds us accountable. So if you claim to be a pastor and you're so-called doing his work, you better be rest assured you're doing his work. Because if you're pastoring and you're not doing his work, you're probably going to be in some trouble.
Johnny, here's part of the problem, Johnny. Good men, I'm talking good men, they have the wrong job description for pastorcy. That's what's happened. They have the wrong job description for that. And so they're trying to build ministries because that's what Bill Hybels did. That's what T.D. Jakes did. That's what Rod Parsley did. They built these great big ministries. So I want to be a pastor, and that's how you do it, see? So it's the training. My people were destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We don't understand. Let me tell you another story. I was a really successful football coach. I really was. I probably knew less about the X's and O's than my assistant coaches. Coach Norm Emmets made me look so good because he was a great coach. And what did I do? I plugged him in and let him coach. Mark Collier, you have any idea what a great coach Mark Collier was? And I didn't tell Mark what to do. I hired him and said, Mark, go coach him. And Mark Byard, I could run down a litany. I could run down more. I'm forgetting people. And what would happen at the end of the game? Who are they praising? Coach Dave. And I'm smart enough to know, you dummies. It was Norm. It was Mark. I just directed the band. That's all I did. Hey, I was the apostle. But sometimes I was a prophet. And sometimes I was an evangelist on football. And sometimes I was a pastor and teacher. And sometimes I'd have to go over to Coach Norm and say, hey, Coach Norm, I'm sick and tired of watching Jerry play half-assed, Norm. And if I have to go deal with it, Jerry is going to regret it. Hey, Coach, go talk to Jerry so I don't have to. You get it, friends? You get how this thing works? Where did we ever find a church where all the power and focus is vested in one man? That is not God's model. That's not his model, friends. That's not his model. And that's the model they've given us. Kevin, come on in.
Coach, remember that saying, tyrants create followers, but leaders create other leaders.
Amen. Amen. That's right. That's what I'm trying to do, baby. Turn Randy loose. Turn him loose. Get out of the way. Turn him loose. Yeah? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I could go on. Turn Dave Allison loose, will you? Turn Bobby Lee loose. Turn him loose. Just turn him loose. Get out of the way. That's what a good coach does. And that's, you know how you judge a coach? You judge a coach by the players. Certainly the player has the talent and the skill, but somebody coached him and directed him. That's what I try to do. That's what I try to do. You go play the game. There are going to be times that you're going to be in a position where you are the smartest Christian in the house. You are. And you'll have to act as the apostle. You may have to ask that. What? And there's going to be times when you're going to be in a group where you ain't very important at all. You're just one of the group. This has happened to me on a number of times. And the discussion's going on, and my heart's pounding out of my chest because I see a problem, and somebody's got to say it. And I'm just a nobody. I'm just a nobody. And all of a sudden, that prophetic urge comes up inside of me, and I stand up. I say, all right, I'm following all of you here. But let me tell you something. Have you considered this? That's a prophetic unction. That's a prophetic gift. It's not an office. He gave gifts to men. These are gifts to the body. And you better be versatile enough to operate in every one of those offices at some point. Who's the pastor? Where's the pastor? I don't know. I hope he's out there pastoring. What can I help you with? Joe Allen, come on in.
Somebody said at the men's retreat, we're leaders to help other leaders. I don't know who said that.
That's right.
Get well, out leaders, and lead.
Leaders create leaders, man. Right? Amen. One of the Allisons, come on in.
Stealing this reference from Merle Haggard. Turn me loose, set me free. Amen. Somewhere in the middle of a school board meeting.
You were just looking for somebody to plug in, right, Dave? You already had the giftings. You already had them.
Amen.
Huh? And I don't know about you. I went to a pastor early, and he poo-pooed me. I wasn't, no. He was so self, I hate to say it. I just got to tell you the truth. He was so self-centered that he was the pastor, that he couldn't recognize the gift of somebody else. Dare I say it? Threatened by it. Threatened by the gift. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I don't know how. This is really good. I don't know how I got on it. This is really, really good. Really good. Because God is doing something in our midst, and he's calling each and every one of you to get involved. Get involved. And thank God, according to whoever that was, Donald Trump's emptying the churches. He's emptying them. Why? Because he's the farthest thing from a pastor. And we're trained to follow pastors. That's the way I see it. Randy, appreciate you, Randy. Hey, Randy, who the hell set you free to run, brother? Huh?
Coach Dave stirred me up. I know that. Coach, you know, if you read Ephesians 4:11, what are those fivefold? What is that for? It's to equip the saints. So really,
for the work of the ministry.
So really, Coach, the model we've seen didn't work because the saints haven't been equipped, apparently.
No,
right?
That's right.
So I'm not saying you have it right, perfectly right. I'm not saying I do, but I'll tell you one thing. Looking back, that wasn't right.
No, that didn't work. That's how we got the mess we're in now, right?
Finding the truth, Coach, is what's going to equip the saints, and I think we're on the right track.
Okay, so Spencer, just go to Ephesians 4. Just put all of Ephesians 4 up there, because Randy's right. See, I read that out of context. That's very, very dangerous to do, okay? Okay, so let's see. With all lowliness and meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, and endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, there is one body, there is one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in y'all. Don't you like him when he talks hillbilly? In y'all. But unto everyone is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. You have a gift. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. And now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. Keep going, scroll down. And he descended. Why did he go down there? He descended in the same way also that ascended up far above all the heavens, that he might fulfill all things. And then when he did that, he gave some apostles. He gave us some prophets. And he gave us some evangelists, and he gave us some pastors and teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Scroll down. Till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that then henceforth be no more like children, tossed to and fro, carried away by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, putting masks on our faces, but speaking the love, truth in love, speaking the truth in love, may grow up him into all things, which is the head, even Christ, whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted, that which every joint supply, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Dudes, no titles, baby. You just plugged in wherever. You just get plugged in. Oh, we need a prophet today. I can fulfill that. I can do that. Hey, we need a teacher today. I got that one. Hey, we need an evangelist. I got that one, right? You got to be able to operate in all of those gifts Oh my goodness, spiritual dementia. We got to get over it. God bless you. See you tomorrow.